And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A new report on the area housing market showing that real estate conditions haven't really turned around. To find out the latest on what home buyers and sellers in the Lansing area are experiencing, I'm joined by Bob Hubbell, CEO of the Coldwell Banker Hubbell Briarwood Real Estate Company. Welcome to the program, Bob.
How are you?
Good. Now, your most recent report finds a slight drop in home sales in the past quarter in the Tri-County area. How much less activity did we see?
Well, it's very difficult for us to dwell on just the last quarter. We need to dwell on year to date. And the reason I mention that, and of course not to avoid your question, but the actual decrease in sales was nearly 24%, 24.5% for the month of June, which is the end of the second quarter. What we need to dwell on is the year-to-date numbers for the first and the second quarter of 2011. And the reason I mention that is simply because out of the 45-plus years that I've been in the real estate business and have kept very good records of market sales and listing activity and closings and all of the information that relate to the real estate, local real estate market, 2011 is truly going to be a year that reflects a traditional year. What we're comparing to right now, and as we have done from year to year for the last, since the mid-70s, is compare with the previous quarter or the previous two quarters or three quarters or year to date. What has happened with 2010, what happened, I should say, was that Congress had passed a first-time home buyer credit that really changed the way the real estate business transacted for 2010. So we're not really comparing apples to apples. I think, and I know for a fact, that we're back into a normal real estate market where we get a third of our business in the first 6 months and two-thirds of our business in the last 6 months of the year, which was absolutely the reverse of what happened in 2010 with the first-time home buyer credit. Now, that's a lot to be said, but, you know, the numbers don't lie. I mean, they were very, very influenced by the fact that everybody knew that that first-time home buyer credit was going to expire in April of 2010, and they had until the end of June to get all of their transactions closed. And so what we had was just a gold rush during that period of time. And now that history, and we're back into a traditional real estate cycle. And I'm pleased to say that the month of June in 2011 has been a very, very good month in sales. We were up almost 27% in production over the previous year in June, which was reflective of that. Just the sales part of the new home buyer credit was over with, but we had to deal with the closing of it. But things are looking good.
Are you saying then that when it comes to the area housing market, it's on a comeback and the worst looks to be behind us?
I would say that based on what our records show us right now for the last 2 months, we are on a comeback, and it's not artificially stimulated. We are doing it on our own with very attractive interest rates and very attractive purchase sale prices of homes. Now is it continues to be a great time to buy a home.
What about the current home sales environment? Does it remain a buyer's market?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is a buyer's market, although you have to be a qualified buyer. I mean, it's you need to have good credit. You need to be pre-qualified before you start looking for a house. You need to know what your limits are and what you're qualified to purchase. With that in hand and an approval letter from a lender, basically you become a cash buyer. And those people are sought after right now.
And when you look at home sales prices, how has the average price been faring in the Tri-County area?
Well, we're certainly way below national standards. I mean, Michigan and mid-Michigan has been one of the best areas for single-family home ownership is price-wise and affordability in the country. So we're very good shape as far as average sale prices and so forth. I'm just looking at some of our statistics as we talk, and the all community summary of average sale price this year is down just slightly from last year, but again, the first time home buyer credit was driving that. We're at an average sale price right now of about $151,000 compared to about $153,000 last year.
You know, so many people bought homes during that real estate boom. When you look at the numbers we saw then and people that are in homes that purchased them when they were much more valuable, what's the timeline that we'll see anything near that in the future?
Well, I'm not predicting that's going to be happening. We're right-sizing the economy, housing market right now. There's a lot of right-sizing going on, and I think probably we're not going to see anything like what we saw prior to 2006 for a long time to come. Credit has been tightened up substantially, and you need to be qualified to buy a home today. That wasn't necessarily the way that things were here a few years ago.
I see. Moderate increases in the average price and sales for the next 10 years, would that be a good guess?
Well, as long as there's no artificial influences out there like what we had last year with, and I can't predict what the Congress is going to do, but right now I haven't heard any rumors of any kind of stimulus being directed at the housing market. And if they leave well enough alone, I think we'll see a continued growth in sale price.
Do you support another credit for first-time home buyers put out there?
No. No, I don't. I think that that's an artificial stimulus that I think the housing market is a great portion of the gross national product for this country, and housing has always played a big role and will continue to play a big role in it, and it's important that we do everything we can to protect and encourage its growth, but I don't see any proposals that would take us back to what they tried to do in 2010.
How about the rate of foreclosures in the area? Does that still remain relatively high? And how is that affecting home sales here in the area?
Unfortunately, that is still high, and there continues to be a number of foreclosures. Once again, we had a number of houses that were sold based on very liberal credit limits, and people found themselves buying houses in lieu of renting, and they thought that that was going to be a great solution. But what comes with ownership is responsibility, and it's very important that people understand that that you know there's maintenance involved, and there's insurances and taxes and all the other things that go with home ownership. But it won't change. It's going to continue to grow.
The number of residential listings dropped about 8% over the year to a little over 3,100 in the second quarter, according to your report. Is this good news for home sellers?
Well, it certainly is. Supply and demand has always been a big driving force of the marketplace, and if there's fewer homes to choose from out there on behalf as buyers, there's more likelihood that the seller is going to be able to get closer to their asking price than what they would if there was multiple choices.
And finally, when it comes to selling homes, is the summer then tends to be a quiet time? Do you expect things to pick up in the fall?
Well, you know, 4th of July, kind of with the heat that we're having right now, kind of puts a little bit of a damper on it. But for the most part, people will be very active, continue to be active through the end of July, into August, September, October. Those are very important months for the real estate industry, starting from about the middle of April right through to the first of around Thanksgiving time.
Bob Hubbell, CEO of the Coldwell Banker Hubbell Briarwood Real Estate Company. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
Okay, well, you have a great day.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.